Whether you're walking barefoot in the snow, escaping for a walk on your lunch break, or trekking halfway across the world for a lush view, it feels good when we unplug and connect to our simpler side. If only our everyday nutrition were that simple. It's time to simplify your wellness routine with Ka'Chava. Getting the nutrition we need from that graveyard of supplements in our cupboards is often overcomplicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, keep it simple with just 2 scoops that have the highest quality ingredients. Simplify your nutrition at ka'chava.com and use code NEWS. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st. That's ka'chava, ka'chava.com, code NEWS.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
That is Eleanor Galvin, our resident GP. And if you have any questions, 53106 at a cost of 30 cents or 087 1400 106. Question saying, I have the worst ever. I don't know if this means in their experience or across the entire history of humanity, but I have the worst ever sinus infection. I'm on my second round of antibiotics. What can I do to get rid of it? Now, I would postulate, Eleanor, that if they're on the second round of antibiotics, it's viral. Stop with the antibiotics. Am I right?
Maybe not.
Damn it! It's been a bad day between the bat and this.
I would postulate it's a man because this is the worst that it's ever been. So sinusitis is particularly nasty, proper sinusitis. You need a good look up their nose and a little look at them to see what's up there to kind of decide, is it viral or an antibiotic they need. So we presume somebody's looked up their nose and given them 2 antibiotics, unless it was online.
Now, I don't want to get too into the detail of this or too florid in the description of it, but does what's up there be different sometimes?
Yeah, it can. If, I mean, it's just clear and runny and just generally boggy looking, then it's probably viral. But then you can get kind of like white, placky stuff.
Okay, that's what I do. Okay.
Yeah, so if it's bacteria and you've had two antibiotics and it's still going, you would be unlucky to have a third, but you probably would want to do stuff like get a spray to shrink down the lining of your nose so as that the stuff can come out. And once the stuff can come out, then you'll get a little bit of relief. But sinusitis, proper sinusitis, is pretty nasty. And quite often people might end up having a second antibiotic because sometimes, I suppose, from the overuse of antibiotics, the first one doesn't work. Or you're using the wrong antibiotic for the bug that's up there. And traditionally, we don't swab them first because it's quite hard to swab people up the nose. And labs are busy. So generally, you give them one antibiotic. If you have a look up there, you're pretty sure it's bacterial. You give them an antibiotic. And then you probably have 20%, maybe you might need to come back for a second one. And that's why we might give them sprays or drops or things to try and boost the effect of it. But yeah, it's literally a pain in your face.
By the way, what did you make of The Lancet? We were talking about this earlier on. The Lancet coming out with a study into the efficacy and appropriate use of paracetamol during pregnancy and saying, nothing wrong with it, have at it.
Oh, but you know, guidelines change all the time. Paracetamol has always been, nobody has ever kind of turned their nose up at it. I think you just be sensible and do all the sensible things. You're pregnant. Sometimes people come in and they're like a week pregnant and they say, oh my God, but I was out last week. I know. That's the same for everybody. So there's kind of just sensible advice. People's parents, people's grandparents had babies. So you just try and eat a sensible life. Keep away from certain foods. Read a good basic list of things to do and stick with it.
I still think the
getting your medical advice from Trump would never be a good advice.
But the kind of the level of fear that must have created. I mean, the amount of women who must have been in pregnancy and thought, well, I now just have to suffer through whatever my aches and pains are because the president says it's
okay. But also it's not good for you in pregnancy to have a temperature. So, well, you know, then you take your paracetamol.
Anton, what is good to take for a facial tick? It happens when I'm tired. Sometimes it's my eye. Sometimes it's my lip. I really enjoy a jumpy eye.
Yeah, so that's a real tiredness thing. And sometimes people find that taking things like magnesium or, you know, kind of electrolytes will help it. Generally, a good sleep will help it. Probably worth having your bloods done once to see that you don't have some sort of strange hypercalcemia or hypocalcemia, some sort of problem. Your parathyroid gland or all those sort of things can cause kind of imbalances. So get your bloods done once. Try and take an old electrolyte drink. Have a good sleep and maybe say to yourself, is my lifestyle running me down, making me ticky?
A text asking, are there different types of headaches? I've only ever had them in the back of my head rather than over my eye, but others say they get them over the eyeball. What's the difference?
I think if you take them at your back of your head, this generally is a stress or tension headache. So that's kind of a muscle tightness over the back of your head. I think if you are not a person who's ever had headaches before and you suddenly find yourself in your 40s and you're getting a migraine or something like that, or a pain of your eye, or are kind of unusual headaches, that's worth a look. But otherwise, things like sleep, adequate hydration can help. Also, sometimes people can have bad headaches from disc issues in their neck, which is kind of, I suppose, something that will you'll end up going further because the paracetamol won't work. And the other thing is medication overuse, where people take the things like the Solpadeine because they have a headache, and then the Solpadeine, they don't have it then the next day, and then they get another headache, and then they take more Solpadeine.
I remember a good friend of mine years ago explaining to me that the only thing that fixed his headache was Solpadeine.
Codeine
maybe?
So it's just try and stay away from the codeine-based things.
Anton, I have a swollen gland on the left side and my ear is sore to touch. Should I leave it or get it looked at?
I would get it looked at. So that they obviously have probably a stonking infection in their ear that's gone to their gland. So that needs to be looked at. It could be in need of an antibiotic.
Is the gland a bit sort of beside your tongue? Where your jugular vein is? Is that
your gland? So you have glands under your chin and down the front of your neck. So you have different ones kind of drain different parts of you. And there's also a gland behind your ear. But, you know, tonsils could be up as well. You could have a nasty infection. It mightn't be bacterial. It might be a viral thing. It could be anything. But certainly one-sided, you know.
Well, on the topic of sinus infections, we have another sinus infection sufferer.
The time of the year, isn't it?
Somebody is kicking it up a level.
Yeah.
I went on steroids and Dymista.
Dymista is the spray that you go up the nose. Great job.
That shrinks the inner lining of the nose, indeed. For a sinus infection, despite being off it for 48 hours, my taste buds have been badly affected and everything I eat tastes awful. How long will it take to pass, and is this a normal reaction?
Yeah, so loss of taste and smell after a bad sinus infection is very common and nearly always comes back. And I'm sure there's people who it doesn't come back. It's a bit like COVID. Do you remember when COVID used to get rid of people's taste and smell? And that was a very much a bad viral nose sinusitis as part of it. And it does come back.
Have you ever done the apple onion flavour experiment?
No.
Theoretically, I've yet to try it. But theoretically, because you know the way taste is only five things, but flavour is largely through the nose. In theory, if you blindfold somebody and squeeze your nose closed and bite an apple and bite an orange, because the sugar content is about the same, you can't taste the difference. It's only when you release your nose and you get all the smells go up into the back of your nose, whoa, that's an onion.
A nice crunch to it.
Exactly.
I think I'm going to go home and try that.
It's worth a shot. What's the worst that could happen?
Good Saturday afternoon.
Text saying, I am a 60-year-old woman. Should I be taking magnesium? And if so, what kind? Very confusing.
Yeah, so there's an awful lot of talk about magnesium and there's actually no kind of definitive.
I'm hearing a lot more about magnesium this weather than I ever have.
And there's actually no definitive study to say that magnesium does anything for anything apart from muscles, and you put Epsom salts in your bath, which is a type of magnesium. So there's no evidence to say it
makes
sense.
Does Epsom salts actually work?
Well, apparently it does. So that is kind of a valid use of that. So for magnesium, so people think it makes them sleep better. You know what? It'll do you no harm. Take it for a month or two. If it helps you sleep more, suck it and see how it is. If it works for you, that's great. Is there big evidence behind it, or whether it's magnesium sulfate or magnesium something else you should take? No. So go get some magnesium. See, does it work for you? Take your advice with your health food store person, because that's who sells things that doesn't have an awful lot of proven advice in some of them. But an awful lot of these things, if it doesn't make you any worse and it makes you feel better, I'm all for it.
Although, do you remember the man who turned himself blue by taking silver?
No, but there's a huge kind of thing at the moment on TikTok, which my children watch, which people...
with a certain air of disgust.
Well, I also do be sometimes having a peek. And there is this thing where people drink carrot juice and they're turning themselves orange on purpose, which is like back to the 90s and the Sunny D drink and the kind of when it was a bit of a scandal here.
Can you turn yourself orange by drinking carrot juice?
So that if you eventually drink enough carrot juice, you will turn yourself orange in a relatively non-harmful but non-permanent way. So it's when you stop your carrot drinking regime, you go back to being normal colour. But yeah, it's a lovely thing of their, then they do look tanned with that kind of hint of orange.
Do the eyeballs go orange?
I don't think so, but maybe a tinge.
This
I haven't
is
tried that one. I'm not
I feel we should
one.
Caveat this with don't try it. Don't try it, exactly.
But it just seemed to be a kind of a strange fad.
A large gentleman has been, well, somebody purporting to be a large gentleman. Oh, yes. I can't see him, so I'll just have to take his word. Yeah. He says, Dr. Eleanor, I was doing yoga 2 years ago and I always struggled to sit back in child's pose. I hurt both my knees and since then I cannot move them past 45 degrees and there has been neither improvement nor deterioration in 2 years. What can I do? And he says, male, 46 years of age, 6'3", fit-ish. If you're doing child pose, he's relatively fit. That's not too bad.
I would love to kind of think that I know correctly what is a child's pose, but I'm having to kind of think about it. I think he should go to a physiotherapist and get some exercises for his knees and get some more flexibility into them and make sure that they're all right. So if he's kind of a big, tall person of an age, sometimes you can wear your knees a bit and the stronger your muscles are around your knees, the better they move, the better they last you. So a physiotherapist would be probably where I would head for if my knees weren't doing the right thing.
I wonder, has he shrunk much? How much do you shrink overall? Like if you
as
started,
a man?
Yeah, you'd lose an inch over your life, wouldn't you? A bit more?
I'm sure you would, but you shouldn't. You should, you know, like...
What about the discs in your spine? They're
yeah,
going to
yeah, that's
they?
No true, a whole load of them. Yeah, but I would think off to a physio, get some more. Nice to hear he's enjoying his yoga.
Fair play to him.
Fair play to him.
I've had dizziness and waves since recovering from the flu recently. Should I be concerned?
Yeah, but I would think that that would be worth having a little look about. Are you, is it like probably everybody had the flu this winter. And as a reminder, if you haven't had your flu vaccine, go get it. It's been a particularly bad winter. He could be run down after it. He might want to do something like have his bloods taken, make sure his blood pressure is all right, stand on one leg with his eyes closed, but maybe with somebody around to see if he doesn't have an inner ear infection or a bit of vertigo going on after it.
Have you come across this thing that is a measure of biological age, whether or not you can tie your shoelace while standing on one foot?
Okay.
That yeah, that
it. Have a great afternoon after this.
Yeah. This is yeah. It. Grab your onion, your apple, stand on one foot.
Yeah.
In theory, sorry, the reason I know this is my late father was very proud of the fact that pretty much until his departure from this morning.
That's amazing. Yeah.
You could do it. But you could,
that is a hard thing to do.
It is. It's surprisingly tricky. Dr. Eleanor, you mentioned electrolyte drink for headache. Can you recommend a particular type? Does it matter? Or
like, I don't know. I would just even say those kind of Lucozade sports would be an electrolyte drink.
Do you get people resistant to generics?
And now, sometimes some people want us to write do not substitute in their prescriptions and they pay the full amount.
Do
and
they
have absolute idea that the generics aren't the same. Some generics aren't the same. For things like epilepsy drugs, you have to stick to your same brand in case there's a difference in how it's released over time. But some people just like to have the same one all the time. Now, there is some sort of logic for some people because you get to a certain age and you're used to having two white tablets, a red tablet and a blue tablet every day. And then suddenly the next month you have four pink tablets and you don't know really what you're taking. And some days you might like to leave one out or you might take one extra for particular reasons. And it becomes very confusing very fast. So that's where sometimes the do not substitute comes in because it can get too complicated.
And you explained some time ago that in terms of placebo impact, red ones work better.
Oh, red ones do work better. Always big red ones.
Our large gentleman has been back on.
Oh, excellent.
He says that his friends say that he has grown.
You know,
fair play.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's a medical curiosity.
Maybe we could say yoga makes you grow. We could tell Trump that. He could announce it and we all start yoga.
The other thing is we've had an update on the issue of Epsom salts.
Okay.
Somebody saying, I buy a 25 kilo bag of Epsom salts from my local co-op in or around 18 quid.
Yeah.
And I would suggest if you can carry home 50 something pounds of Epsom salts.
From where does he buy it?
His local co-op.
Fantastic. That's probably for horses or something. Big, yeah. Animal dose core, fabulous.
Kilo bags, you'd figure
that is good value.
It.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says if you want a fantastic night's sleep, put about 3/4 of a pint. I like the way we go from imperial to metric willy nilly. Put about 3/4 of a pint in a hot bath. Soak yourself for 20 to 25 minutes, then bed.
Fantastic. I'm going to try that also after eating the onion. Standing on one leg, tie my shoes.
Texas, my left nostril is constantly blocked. sorry, I don't know why I'm finding it funny, but I think the notion of having a problem with one specific nostril seems...
Yeah.
Do you get people who are often complaining about an individual nostril?
Well, you see, if I do, then I get slightly worried because I want to look up there and see what's up there.
Let's not go back there. My left nostril is constantly blocked. Oh, I had a procedure on it years ago. Didn't help. Heat blower in car seems to make it worse. How can... it's blocked, not binary. It's either blocked or not blocked.
Well, see, you could have a polyp up your nose. Which is kind of an overgrowth of the lining of your nose, which it looks like a big red lump. And then it can be aggravated by things. And then you would want to go on maybe a course of something to try and shrink it down, like the demister or one of those sorts of things. And then if it is still blocked, then sometimes you'd have to have your polyp out, or sometimes you don't have a straight middle to your nose and you have a deviated septum, and it might look all that deviated on the outside. But I would say it would be quite annoying to have one nose, one nostril blocked as opposed to one nose.
So have somebody have a look up it.
Oh, I would think so. You can also get sinister things up your nose. Unusual, but you can have tumours up your nose. So you would want to, if you've consistent... Now, he's had an operation. I bet he's fine. I bet it's something that he already knows about. But
next saying...
More spray, yeah.
Anton, why do we have to eat an onion? Now, this is either from somebody who has just tuned in.
Yes.
Where were you for the last hour and a half? Or somebody who's been listening and not paying attention.
Listening, not paying attention.
It's all available on podcast. You can go on newstalk.com and there is a detailed discussion on why you need to eat an onion. Eleanor Galvin, it has been a great pleasure having you on the show over the past number of years. Thank you very much. It wasn't bad this morning either.
No, but, great,
you
know, fun always.
A wider point.
The Anton Savage Show on Newstalk.